This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 206. Why can't I understand everything I read?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Do you get frustrated when you can't understand every word you read? Today, get advice from Jessica and from Three Keys students. Hey there, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay. What's going on out there in Boston? Anything exciting happening for you today?
Oh, well, you know, just a good hard day's work, you know. Good, honest day's work. That's all.
Good, honest day's work. How many, if you call a long day's work for you, how many hours do you think that is?
Well, it's gotten better. It used to be like 12 and now it's more like 8, 9.
Oh my God. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, geez, I don't know how you do that many. I mean, working at your computer is so like intense
and the
creation of shows and material stuff. It's so intense. I don't know how you could keep that up for 12 hours.
Yeah. We put out a lot of materials at All Ears English, don't we? We work hard here, but we love it. We love it. It's all good.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So, some of our hard work is paying off as we see in our Facebook group for our course. As Lindsay and I have been talking about, the Facebook group of our course is getting more and more active. As you know, the number of students has just been snowballing and they're connecting in the Facebook group and answering each other's questions. So I do spend a lot of time answering questions, especially if they're directly about the course or about the test. And of course, I answer them right away. But also sometimes, like in the question we're going to read today, it's a question about preparation and I did answer it, but a lot of other students also replied with really good advice. I just love this community aspect. And you know how, like we try to get students to teach each other things sometimes,
right?
Like the best way to learn is by teaching.
Style. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
So, like, that's what this reminds me of. I mean,
so you gain
confidence when you're explaining stuff to other people.
I love it. And absolutely just, it makes you feel, you know, again, this can be a lonely journey, the IELTS world. And
sure.
You know, if we don't have access to some kind of online group or a place where we can check in or just get a confidence boost or some words of encouragement or some actual feedback, we're going to be lost. We're just not going to accomplish our goal.
Yeah, no, of course. And I think that's one thing that scares people away from studying online is they just picture themselves like alone in their room with their computer. But some online courses might be like that, but our online course at least is definitely not like that.
Yeah.
It is very active.
That's right.
Very motivating and just dynamic with like our study plan and the activities we get you to do. But also, again, this Facebook group. So let's get to the question.
Okay. What's that question?
All right. So, this person has been studying, has been following the study plan and said, recently I have realized that articles from such sources as USA Today and the New York Times are too difficult for me and I can only understand 50%. And then this person goes on to say, however, even if I translate each word, it still looks, I know, right? That's every teacher's reaction to that. Oh, don't do that. Oh, so this person says, even if I translate each word, it still looks like a bunch of unlinked words. What should I do to break through? So great question, right?
Good,
I think a lot of students.
Good phrasal verb there too.
I know. Yeah. It's written well, this question. I was like, I think you can understand more than 50% person.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So first of all, what were some of the reactions from our students in our course? I mean, what kind of encouragement or advice did they give?
Yeah, so encouraging. Oh, I love our students. So the first person said, keep your head down and stay focused.
Oh.
each and every one of us here, like in the Facebook group, each and every one of us here have also been through the same situation as yours. Mm. It's difficult in the beginning, but as you go along the way, you will see the difference. Just follow everything that the system requires. That's our three keys success system. Just follow everything that the system requires you to do, and it will pave the way to success.
Wow, that's so poetic.
I know. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, there's no like specific advice on reading, but it is the sweetest, most motivating message. Just like, you just have to keep working at it.
Yeah.
You know, and just follow, like Lindsay and I always say, trust a system, even if it's not ours. Choose your way. Choose your strategies, your system, and just put your faith in that. Follow those steps. So that's what this person is saying. Like, the system works. Just trust it. Keep going.
Yeah, I like that. And it's really nice. It's one thing to hear from us to follow the system, but when we start to hear it from other students who are also in the system, that we really do need to follow that system and trust in it a little bit, that becomes very powerful for us. And we realize that we can do it. We can kind of set in that tunnel vision and really just follow the study plan and get to our goal.
Exactly. And our study plan does require you to work a lot.
Yes. I mean,
because there's no way around it. You have to work a lot or you're not going to do well on the exam. So,
yeah.
I think sometimes our students, they put in all the hours that we ask them to. And I've seen messages in the Facebook group sometimes, students come back like, I am tired. I have done so much work and just like needing some encouragement. And seriously, within like 5 minutes, there's people responding like, you're doing a great job. Keep going. And just like super encouraging.
I like that. That's how the Facebook group should be used, right? It should be looking for encouragement and then maybe asking a question. I mean, back when we first started this course, I was a little bit nervous that people would be spending too much time in the Facebook group and replacing studying with that. And that would be a problem. Mm-hmm. But that's a good way to use it, is to just come there for encouragement and questions.
Yeah, totally. And that's 99.9% of what we've seen for sure.
No, it's going
like,
well.
Like everybody's doing this. And so the next person gave some interesting advice that I liked. She said, you should read something easier than a newspaper. Begin with stories written for children, or you can try articles for upper intermediate students. Hmm. But you must read a lot. Newspapers are indeed difficult in the beginning, so don't feel disappointed.
Ooh, I like it.
Really good, right?
I like it. Another angle on it. Very cool.
Yeah, I know. Love it.
This feedback is clearly like well thought out. And I bet that this is a problem that a lot of our listeners are having, feeling like they're trying to translate every word and it's all disconnected words that don't make any sense. So this is really relevant for all of our listeners, whether they're in our course or not. So I love it.
Yeah. No, totally. I know. This advice is for everyone for sure. Studying for IELTS or not. If you need to learn English, reading is a part of that. Mm-hmm. All four skills are important of a language. You can't just do isolated one thing. So yes, even if you're not doing IELTS, all of this is important.
You're ready to go one level deeper than this podcast. Get into our free 3-video series masterclass to learn about the insider method. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider to get started and get video one now. allearsenglish.com/insider.
So, let's look at this from the teaching aspect now. Lindsay, what really struck you when I read that person's question?
Well, I got that knee-jerk reaction, right? When I heard, even when I try to translate every word, they end up disconnected. But that seems like that's why they're ending up being disconnected words, right? Because we are trying to translate every word. That was kind of the warning, the red flag for me. How about you, Jessica? What came up in your mind? Same thing.
Mm. Same thing. That's the worst thing that you can do if you're trying to understand something. Understanding ideas is not the same as understanding every word.
Yes.
Understanding the meaning, the intent, the context, understanding all of these things about an article or a passage is not about understanding every word. That's not even a thing. I mean, shoot, the New York Times, that's super high level. Even native speakers are going to be able to find a word they don't know in there. I mean, yeah. It's high level. That is not important. And this translates directly to the test. You are not going to understand every word on the exam, mm-hmm. and you don't have to. The people that write the exams and the questions don't expect you to understand every word. That's not even a consideration. That's never a part of passing the test.
Yeah.
So that was part of my advice to her was, first of all, like, obviously don't translate every word because that's not going to lead to comprehension.
Yeah.
That's not going to help you understand anything. And it won't even help teach you vocabulary. Like, yeah. It's just pointless all around. So what you need to do, first thing, is to practice being okay not understanding.
Yeah.
You yes. know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, you have to get used to that feeling that at first is uncomfortable. If you're an adult, you understand everything in your first language. You need to get used to not understanding and to be okay with that, because I think that's what leads people to panic sometimes.
Yeah.
On the exam, right?
Sit in the vulnerability, right? Sit in that sense of uncertainty. I mean, that's a great skill to master. Oh my gosh.
For sure. And that goes to every skill in English, I think, when you're having a conversation with a native speaker. That's what students get hung up and panicky about, is if they don't understand every word they're hearing. You know what? Again, you don't have to. You just have to get the meaning. You just have to understand the idea. It's the communication factor, not
the connection.
Individual words.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is where it comes back to connection, not perfection, right? We often talk about connection, not perfection, in terms of human beings connecting with each other. And I think that's our passion here. But we can also connect with what we're reading, right? We can connect with the person who wrote the material, with the event that happened. If we're reading the New York Times, what happened and what does that mean to a community, right? We can connect with that. Yeah,
exactly. And that helps you to understand more, that going from a bigger to a smaller context. That's the mistake that this person is making, and lots of students make, is trying to go from small to big, go from individual words to general understanding. You can't do that. You have to go the other way. You have to go from general understanding, and then that's how you are able to guess the meaning of new words, because you're giving it context, because you understand the overall idea. So that you have to practice moving inward like that, not outward.
I like that
right?
idea.
Going
Jessica.
From the big to the small. So that was the first thing I said in my answer to her was, please do not translate every word. It won't help and it takes forever. Remember, you don't have to understand every word on the test. So practice being okay with not understanding. Just read for overall gist. Then you can go back and look up 4 to 5 words you think are key to understanding and then read it again.
So. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting. this concept, like, I don't know, it's kind of a philosophical idea. Like, how can we sit in not knowing, right? It's a big question for so many aspects of life, not just language learning, but how can we sit in that uncertainty and be okay there, be composed and confident there? Such a beautiful idea.
Exactly. It's a very sort of like
spiritual
Zen way to look at stuff. And it is necessary. I mean, if you get to, Lindsay and I are perhaps a bit older than some of our listeners. Not that much. We're still super
some
young.
Of them, yeah.
But anyway, my point is, like, you go through these rough spots in life where if you think too much about these small problems and all the details about the problems, and then things start snowballing because all you could think of are all the tiny bad things that are happening.
Or could
but
happen.
If you, Right. Exactly. And then you're panicky because either you can't solve it right now. Like, that's what happens to me because I'm so impatient to, like, fix things and make things better. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just fix it right now. I'm going to solve this problem right now. And then, like, if I can't, then I'm just like, oh gosh. What am I going to do? So it is getting used to, like, being okay sitting in that space where maybe you're a bit powerless at that moment, and that's okay. Like, it's not going to help you to freak out about it. So
I
it's
like
the
it.
Same with approaching English like that. It's not going to help you to panic. It's not going to help you to start thinking about all the little problems you're having. Yeah. Think about what you do get. Think about your strengths that you already have, right? And then start from there.
For sure. I mean, there's a time when it's good to be detail-oriented and taking care of the little details, but this kind of situation is not necessarily one of those times. And, you know, in our course, we do go through the moments of Zen, which you created, Jessica, which is a great idea, right? After each module, you go through ways to kind of relax the mind. And that's a good practice of learning how to sit in vulnerability, right? You're going through an exercise where you're learning to relax the mind, but you're also stressed out at the same time. How can we hold the two together?
Yeah, it's this idea of working as hard as you can, giving as much as you can of your mental efforts to something, but then realizing that you can only go so far, and realizing that relaxation is as beneficial as the hard work, right? You totally. You need a balance of both. We're always talking about balancing on this show, balancing our studies, balancing our life. So this is another aspect of that, being able to balance your hard work and your relaxation to get, I guess, the maximum benefit from both.
You got it. Love it. Love it. And that is the key to success.
Wow, okay. We went deep in this show.
So
all
deep.
Right.
We went super deep. We're coming back out of it now. Here we go.
So, guys, I think the best thing that you guys can take away from this is that it's not only okay to not understand, but you can't avoid it. It's unavoidable that you can't understand. So you won't do any good trying to break out of that, because you're not going to understand every word, and you have to be okay with that. So there is real advice in my response to her, right? Read it once through, just straight through, and then go back, choose 4 or 5 keywords. Mm-hmm. Look those up in a dictionary for sure. Learn those. You could learn 4 to 5 new words. That's like the maximum number of new vocab your brain can take in. So do that. Like that. And then go back and read it again. Right? So this is a very simple strategy to increase your reading comprehension and your vocabulary. But I think besides that step-by-step, you know, black and white strategy, I think even the more important message from today is to just go from this outer context, just have confidence in yourself to understand, right? And to be okay, to not need every word and not freak out about that.
Yeah. And it's hard because we're going against maybe everything we are taught in our own education system, right? Cultural, there are a lot of cultural differences regarding the way education is done, you know, what messages we get as kids, what we have to know, and all of this pressure that's on us. So we have a certain way of thinking about learning that's hard to kind of rewrite that script, you know, just for an exam or for a new way of learning. But we have to try, guys. We have to try. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So
challenge
good.
Yourselves. It's worthwhile. Okay.
I love it.
We'll stop being inspirational now. We could go on like all day about this.
Totally good. We could run this for 8 hours. We'll save that for tomorrow. Awesome. We'll come back with a little more inspiration tomorrow, Jessica.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
All right, take care.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Lindsay.
You too, Jessica. Have a good one. See you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.